The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast.
There's constantly terrorism on the news, or the threat of it. There's war constantly. Can you ever remember a time when there's not been a war going on? Monkeypox, COVID, the far left, left liberal extremists try to rewrite history to appease people's feelings. It's all very Orwellian. When I was growing up, I used to say that my favourite ever book was 1984. And it is a really good book. I don't know if you've heard of it. George Orwell wrote 1984, Animal Farm, and lots of other books which I've read. But I decided to reread them just to see if they still carry the same weight as what they used to. 1984 is a book about a future where it's a bit more like a communist dystopian state. Imagine like North Korea. That's what it's like living in 1984 in the book. They've got the thought police, where if you even get suspected of thinking something that's not proper and that doesn't toe the line of the current moment, then you could be sentenced to death, right? Now we don't need we don't have the thought police, but we do have smart devices that can do facial recognition. There's a constant war going on, and the party in 1984, they, one of their slogans is war is peace. There's always war going on. Well, in fact, there isn't actually always war going on, but the people who live in 1984, they don't know that there's not always war going on. They just believe there's always war going on because it's just another tiny little way of controlling the masses. Now, I'm not going to say that we don't have that, because I think we do have that through the news. Luckily for us, we get to turn the news off. We get to switch it off and it disappears. Our language is being reduced, like in the book 1984, through things like emojis, hashtags, slogans, you know, what's it called? What were the one at the weekend? Platitudes, shortening words down, giving them less meaning. You know, this kind of thing. This stuff was kind of prophesied by George Orwell. And we are, the term in 1984, what they use is proles. The proles are the common people. Society is fully controlled by the party, by some sort of pseudo-communist party, kind of. And the proles, the working class people, well, that's us. And they're the only hope of overthrowing the party. But the problem is, they're just too distracted. They're too medicated and too distracted to be able to really ever do anything about it. They're not taught. They don't read books. They don't try and stretch their intellect. All they're bothered about is the next feeling. And because all they're chasing is the next feeling, they're getting the wool pulled over their eyes and fully controlled, basically. Now, if you ask me, society, it could be argued, is very similar to that, right? Lee Cunliffe write a song about it. I've actually written lots. Just come to a Disco Machine Gun gig, you'll know. Pretty much every single song derives from the book 1984, indirectly or directly. But now, what's similar to in 1984, they use the media, and I don't want to say the government really, but it kind of is linked. It's all linked. It's really media. They use fear to control and manipulate the masses, who are us guys. We're the masses. But one thing what I think a lot of people get wrong about 1984, they think that, oh, it's just the same as It's just the same now as it was in 1984. But 1984, I would say, is a massive argument against communism. Now, communism is something that a lot of people would like us to go more towards because they hate capitalism. Working class people hate capitalism and they would like to move more towards socialistic sort of tendencies, which is more sharing about share and share alike sort of thing. But then the cousin of socialism is communism. And that is really, for every single culture that's ever tried it, it's failed. It's resulted in death and misery for thousands and millions of people. Just look at North Korea right now. But the problem we have with capitalism, well, the problem that most people have with capitalism, working class people, is I think they're just jealous of people with money. I think working class people who haven't been born with a, you know, silver spoon, they hate on capitalism and people with money. I think it's just a pure jealousy thing. Ouch. I don't think it's because they actually understand it. I think they just hate people with money because they can't get any of it themselves. That's my own personal opinion. I'd love you to argue me away from it. But they say power, ultimately, power corrupts every man, right? That's a saying. So power, regardless of how noble and true you believe yourself to be, power would eventually corrupt every single person who has it for long enough. That's why it's important to have a democracy where we get to vote new people in. Because look at Russia. You've got the same guy in charge for 20 years. Regardless of how good someone is, their own mental health starts to suffer. And that's just a fact of what we've experienced throughout history. But the thing is about 1984, and same to us guys, the proles, us, the working class people, we've never had power. So we have no reference. We've never had real power. So what the fuck do we know? We think everything revolves around money, and it doesn't. It revolves around money to us, poor people. Everything revolves around money to us because that's all we can think about because money is scarce to us. But once you've got enough money, and I'm talking millions upon millions upon millions here, then it always becomes about power. But we have the potential to change things. Us, the proles, we're the people who have the potential to change things. I read Animal Farm as well. I recommend you read Animal Farm with your kids, if you've got young kids. In fact, you can read Animal Farm at any age. It's really interesting. It's a short book. It's really readable. And in Animal Farm, the animals overthrow the farmers, the cruel farmers that work them all day and all night. The animals come together and overthrow the farmers or the government, right? That's the metaphor. And like everything, like all groups of normal people, they start with good intentions. But like most people, like most groups of all people, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't do this, and I'm not saying you wouldn't do this, but greed gets the best of them. Greed is human nature, right? It's in the Ten Commandments. When the Ten Commandments got written, it was already something that humans were clearly aware of before the Ten Commandments were written. Greed is the root of all evil, really. And like I've said, it's human nature. Power is intoxicating. Once the pigs, in Animal Farm, the pigs take over. The pigs start to lead the animals in overthrowing the government. The farmer, the farmers, the animals overthrow the farmers. The pigs take charge because they're just a bit more clever. They're just a bit more sharp. They understand what's going on a bit more deeply. Greed is the thing that gets the foot in the door. But it all becomes about power with them too, because power is intoxicating. It intoxicates everyone. 1984 is all about power. Animal Farm begins about greed and ends up as power. Both books don't end well for us, the working class people, because we're too medicated, we're too distracted, willingly, to do anything about it. Now, my personal belief is there isn't one world order. There's not a group, a small group of puppet masters pulling all the strings like a lot of people seem to think, a lot of conspiracy-minded people seem to think. And I understand why they do think that, you know, with all this stuff going on. Is it Davos and there's certain, you know, the World Economic Forums and all this lot. But if you think about it, power is intoxicating. They all want a piece of power. There's too many cooks in the kitchen to share it around. They ain't just a small round table of people laughing, stroking cats on their laps. There's too many people trying to pull them down. So it's just too much of a moving object. There's too much of a power struggle. If we already knew that there was, if we already knew that the people at the very, very top were trying to maintain power, if that's the goal, right? So we all kind of think, right, there's some people who are trying to maintain all the power here. They're just doing whatever they can to stay in power. They've created this system, you know, whatever you want to call it. There's the Clintons and there's the this and there's all these different families and they're all trying to maintain power. If we all knew that already, that's been the case for our entire history, from kings to governments now, what's the difference today? There's no difference. It's always been that way. Even if we got given power, us proles, us working class people, we wouldn't even know what to do with it. You wouldn't know what to do with it. I certainly wouldn't know what to do with it. What would we do with it? It's almost an alien concept to us. So I think people's hatred of it all is just a little bit naive and misguided. I don't think people know they're born. They don't realise how better life is now than it was even 50 years ago. I think that's why it's so important to trust institutions, the institutions that we have in strong countries. You know, like all of the strongest countries in the world, every single one of them has good institutions. Because institutions allow us to progress fairly. It gives us the most level playing field if we've got good institutions. Because without institutions, the bigger man always wins. If we've not got a third party to protect the little guy, the bigger guy always wins. And that's a fact. That is just human nature. So there needs to be an adjudicator of some kind to always make sure that society is as fair as possible considering how many people there are in it. Think of places like the Sudan in Africa. I don't know what Afghanistan's like now. The Taliban are in charge. Maybe it's better. But what's supposedly Afghanistan been like for the last 20 years? These kind of places, they don't have strong institutions. And that's why they're so fucked. What even is an institution? It's just an agreed upon set of principles. Think of like a government. If Boris Johnson dies, the government is still there. If Boris Johnson, or if every single MP in the entire government right now died, the government would still be there, because the government is the institution. The NHS is an institution. Law and order is an institution. These are things that we need for the progression of society, and it matters that we trust them. It matters that we trust them. That's why voting is, we need to be able to screen the people at the top who run these institutions, and they can, that's, it holds them accountable. Basically, it creates an accountability for these institutions. It means that we can hold them accountable. And all the shitty ass countries in the world that don't let people hold the people in charge of the institutions accountable, they're the worst countries to live in. Okay? That's why freedom of speech is so important. Freedom of speech is arguably the most important thing that we have as humans in 2022. Freedom of speech is important. Now, amplification of speech is dangerous. Freedom of speech, anyone should be allowed to say whatever they want. but some people have the hands-on tools to amplify their personal narrative. Now that's dangerous, the amplification of certain things. But everyone should be allowed to say whatever they want, and a country like ours allows us to say whatever we want about the people in charge. In 1984, you're not allowed to say anything bad towards Big Brother because you're sentenced to death or a death camp. So you worked to death. You're not allowed to say anything bad about the pigs in Animal Farm because they're not allowed free speech there either. Free speech is so, so important. We're allowed to lobby our MP. What can we actually do? How do we actually make a difference? How can we make a difference? Lobbying our MPs, writing to them, tweeting them even, voting, we can protest. Free speech is important, guys. And because if we don't have free speech and we don't hold the people in charge accountable, we end up with the pigs running the show like on Animal Farm, or we end up in a society where we can't say anything bad because we're so worried about being cancelled or being sentenced to something that's going to fuck our entire lives up. Who knows, maybe a couple of years, 100 years down the line, people might be getting sentenced to death for what they say, unless we hold the people at the top accountable. Don't you just feel like we're lucky to live in this day and age? Stay rational. Thank you. Love you. Bye.